which way it's going to go. When you're out of control, the storm can blow a hole right through your soul. Will it be pleasure? Will it be pain? When it all ends up, will you be washed by the rain or face down? When you're pushed to the edge and your mind is breaking and you're looking for some solid ground, a resting place within the storm, but you don't know if it can be found. Well, I'm just sitting
Christmas Twin Falls, Idaho is her oldest memory. She was only two. It's the first time she felt blue. Cafeteria Harrison Elementary, beneath a parachute, I saw her without shoes. Seven up, I touched her thumb and she knew it was me. Although she couldn't see, unless of course she peeked. My mom's good, she got me out of Twin Falls, where she still was the summer she turned 17. 1983, 3 weeks after me. Last I heard was she had twins, or maybe it was three. Although I've never seen that, don't thank you.
Some surrealist invented this 4th of July night at home.
And how could you ever conceive? Hey guys, it's Brian Young of A Crash Course for the Ravers.
It's a crash course for the ravers.
Where we play deep cuts, lost classics, live tracks, your requests, and plenty of local rock sprinkled throughout. I'm joined by my beautiful co-host, Marie Michelle.
That's me.
1 to 4 p.m. Saturdays. Don't miss it on 91.5 WMFO in Medford.
Still.
sick river roars. I was staring right through a poison sky. Nothing I was seeing was feeling like it was real at all. I'll be in a daydream the day I die. Toxic river roars. I'll disintegrate into dust, so let me go. We'll be right back. like ones at hand. But I keep living this day like the next will never come. Oh, help me, but don't tell me to deny it. I gotta cleanse myself of all these lies till I'm good enough for him. I got a lot to lose and I'm betting high, so I'm begging you before it ends. Just tell me where to begin. Hey, what I need is a good defense, 'cause I'm feeling like a criminal and I need to be redeemed to the one I've sinned against, because he's all I ever knew of love. Let me know.
Completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. I came out in the 11th grade. Nobody was embracing you. The kids were cruel. It was very difficult to be gay. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
The hard part was determining that I was going to do it, but I definitely didn't do it alone.
At age 30, with the help of her mentor, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
I have a mentor, Maria. She convinced me to continue my education and to finish what I started to get my diploma. Just never judges. She's a true role model. If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, go get it. You can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Every day I tell myself it's temporary, but it's only 'cause she's young that makes her want another man. Even though she makes me feel unnecessary, I've found the way to help me understand. I've got this drinking thing to keep from thinking things about where you've been, who you've been with, what you've done. I don't even ask. So I sit here on this bar stool, feeling helpless. And I wonder just how long a man can last. I've got this drinking thing to keep.
This is Steven Pinker, and you are tuned in to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM, pure pleasure technology, Tufts freeform and educational radio.
Leave your kids behind, come with us and find the pleasures of the journey to the center of the mind.
Goldenrod and the 4-H stone, the things I brought you when I found out you had cancer of the bone. Your father cried on the telephone, and he drove his car into the Navy Yard just to prove that he was sorry. In the morning, shade, when the light pressed up against your shoulder blade, I could see what you were reading. All the glory that the Lord has made, and the complications you could do without, when I kissed you on the mouth. Tuesday night at the Bible study, we lift our hands and pray over your body, but nothing ever happens. I remember at my Michael's house in the living room when you kissed my neck and I almost touched your blouse. In the morning at the top of the stairs when your father found out what we did that night and he told me you were scared. All the glory when you ran outside with your shirt tucked in and your shoes untied and you told me not to follow you. Sunday night, when I clean the house, I find the card where you wrote it out with the pictures of your mother. On the floor at the Great Divide, with my shirt tucked in and my shoes untied, I am crying in the bathroom. Finally go, and the nurse runs in with her head hung low, and the cardinal hits the window. In the morning, in the winter shade, on the 1st of March, on the holiday, I thought I saw you breathing. All the glory that the Lord has made, and the complications when I see his face in the morning in the window. All the glory when he took our place, but he took my shoulders and he shook my face, and he takes and he takes and he takes. Thank you.
What are you doing here?